And welcome to another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezzi, and I'm here with my co-host, Renee Horsch, and Dr. Jorge Rodriguez.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo está? Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Grassy ass. Grass, we're going to talk about grass.
Grass, that's right.
That's right.
We're talking about cannabis today.
Hoochie-coochie, yeah.
Hoochie-coochie, we're talking about cannabis and the medical aspects of marijuana.
Oh,
now,
cool.
Dr. Jorge is giving me this face like, I'm not believing that. What do you have to say about cannabis and medicine?
Okay. I think we're walking kind of a thin line here. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
First of all, I think that it should either be legalized or completely made illegal. Or I don't like where we are right now because as soon, for example, as they legalize quote-unquote marijuana in California, I had so many patients come out of the woodwork asking for a prescription.
Right. Right.
Suddenly they had nausea. You know, or glaucoma, you know, BS. Seriously.
Right,
people
right.
just wanted to get stoned. So there is that element, and you know it. You're out there, and you know who you are, that you just get your pot card so that you can get stoned. That's all it is.
I totally agree.
You know, now there are medicinal reasons for marijuana, nausea, glaucoma, you know, that are some.
A lot of cancer patients take it, right?
Yes, to relieve their nausea.
Right.
Well, actually, we have on the phone Patty. You all know her as the queen of cannabis baking of Orange County. And Patty, are you with us?
Do you hear me gasping?
Okay, so you...
I feel like I'm talking to two 90-year-olds, okay? I am so appalled that these people have not been in the loop of medical marijuana.
Oh, Patty, you're stoned. Really?
Not yet. It's,
okay.
Do you make pot brownies?
No, so you know what, Patty?
I make them for cancer patients, and I have for years.
Oh, that's great.
So tell me why we're not in the loop. Tell me, come on.
Because if you would do your due diligence.
Oh, don't even go there. Of course I've done my due diligence. Go ahead.
No, you haven't, not with the statement that you made. And you know I love you. I love you.
Yeah.
Okay. Renee, I don't really know you.
Oh, doll,
you'd
love
him. You'd love him.
I'm all kinds of fun. I'm the fun part of the
show.
No,
Patty, listen, I said that.
Listen, I have seen children go from 100 seizures a day to one every 3 months. I have a girlfriend whose kid is autistic who never spoke until she was in the legal field and she quit everything to give him cannabis. I've seen miracles every day. I've seen people that hadn't eaten in months. As soon as they got a medical marijuana, they start eating. Maybe they're still going to die, but you know what? They're going to die feeling a little bit better.
Hey, Patty, I didn't say there wasn't a value to it. There is. And you mentioned the things, nausea, you know, glaucoma, things like that. I just think that it's also very abused. What I said, there are
abuse,
a lot of people that don't need it medically.
You can't abuse it. There isn't anything in it.
Well, there's marijuana in it. You know.
Wait a minute. So what's wrong with marijuana?
No, there isn't anything. But listen.
It's you know what?
I'm gonna take the devil's advocate here. There is something wrong with marijuana. I think that marijuana. There are a lot of people, you know, that abuse marijuana. So don't.
How could you abuse it?
You become a stoner and you don't want to do anything. It's just you can abuse anything that makes you feel good. You can abuse masturbation.
I don't agree with it, and I've heard a lot about you with that in that respect too. But I'm not going to talk about that right now.
Okay.
You know what? My job is to educate people.
Go for it.
I've been doing this for years, okay? I've seen people, and most of the people that I work with are senior citizens. Probably 9/10 of them are over 60. They have traded in their...
That's a senior citizen?
Yeah.
Over 60?
Over 65 is a senior citizen, right?
Well, it depends if I'm 64.
Then it's I don't know. I mean, we're talking semantics.
I know. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying. I've seen so much good in it. I smoked pot since college, and that was a long time ago. And I'm not a stoner. I have 3 degrees. I've had professional jobs. I mean, it's just a perception.
Started with
the reefer madness. It's the least harmful thing you can put in your body.
You know what? I may agree with you that I think it's probably less harmful than alcohol, to be honest.
But
to say that there are not people that abuse it, listen, I know people that I think their ambition and everything has just gone down because
maybe
all they do is get stoned all day.
Right. Maybe because that's who they are.
Maybe. Or maybe that's...
People like that too. But I know very successful people that are pot smokers.
And I know some successful people that do heroin, but, you know, it doesn't.
Well, Patty, are they using, are they, aren't they not using medical marijuana now for animals?
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And, yes, they are.
Well, you know what? I want you guys to look into the endocannabinoid system because we all have that. And your pets have it also. And that's what they're, you know, pets are going through a lot of the same things that we are. Severe arthritis. It's being treated with hemp. Now, it's hemp is different than cannabis. Cannabis has THC in it. Hemp has minute traces of it. So they are now medicating animals with hemp because it's so good for our bodies. I mean, you guys should be using it.
Well,
in any store.
In 2013, I wrote an article about Dr. Kramer in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And he is on the cutting edge of medical marijuana for dogs.
Yep.
And for dogs with cancer and cats. And he practices in Los Angeles. And so, you know, now if you Google medical marijuana for animals, you find a lot more vets that are willing to prescribe oils. And they take the psychotropic part out of it.
Well, that's right. That's the THC.
Right. They take that out because I guess they don't want the dogs to be a little goofy.
But hold on. If your dog has cancer, you have to give a THC. That's one of the healing properties of it. Not a lot of THC, but my friend's cat was dying of cancer. And the cat would walk around the house, and it would pee and poop all over the place and moan and groan and cry. I mean, the poor thing. And she wasn't ready to put it, wasn't ready to go down. So she started giving it a little bit of a strain called Canatonic on her cat in her cat's food. The cat quit crying.
Really?
Body wasn't in pain. I mean, you know.
Or he was stoned. I mean, he might have been in pain. We don't know. You're right. Who cares? He was happier. Oh, my God. We're on the radio. You are totally stoned.
No, but it's podcasting. You can say that.
You can say fuck.
You can say that. And you know what? I just. Okay, so Patty, here.
Because we have no sponsors.
Here's something. Apparently, my husband is listening to this, and he takes exception with what you said about being old.
What do you mean?
Well, that 60 is not the senior.
That
but listen,
60 is not
Patty,
a senior.
Patty, you know I love you. I
50.
Patty, I'm actually, I think.
These two that I'm talking to, not your Stan. Your Stan's.
My Stan just turned 70, so I don't know why he's even texting at this point.
I know,
point.
He should be asleep.
But he understands cannabis, though. He knows that we've had conversations.
I'm a big believer.
No, so am I, Patty. Believe it. I think it should be actually legalized. I just think that, like everything else, look, I'm a medical doctor, medicine.
Listen, if
I
you're
think,
an idiot, you're going to. My girlfriend just OD'd from fentanyl, okay? I don't want to hear it.
You don't want to hear what?
I know what drugs do to people. I know that nobody's died from cannabis, no matter what you've read. It just doesn't happen. There's nothing in it that can hurt you.
Well, I don't know why you're getting all bunched up with your panties, because I didn't say anything like that at all. All right? What I said is I think it should be legalized, and like everything else, you know, before you tell me that it's good for this, I want to see it compared to something else, you know, like a placebo, to make sure. Listen, I'm all for it if it's good. So I'm not trying to judge about it. I just...
Oh, I know. I'm passionate about what I do, and I know, you know...
Well, so am I. That's why I'm not going to, like, just roll over and say, hey, it's all great.
I know. Okay. And I'm just... I've seen so many good things happen. The first patient I had in 2008 or whenever it was a fourth-stage lung cancer. This girl called me out of desperation. She knew her mother was dying. And she says, I've done my due diligence. They say that pot can help her. I ran over there. Thank God she lived in my area. And, you know, I gave her some brownies. She called me 4 days later hysterically crying, saying, and I still get choked up when I think about it. You saved my mother's life. She's out with her girlfriend. She hasn't been out of the house in 3 months.
Hey, Patty, now you know that I've, for years, for decades, you know, I've taken care of people with HIV and AIDS. So I've prescribed Marinol for ages, which is basically the active ingredient.
But it's
all that was available. So my point is, I'm not, like, you know, poo-pooing it. You know,
people are okay with that because the government says you can take Marinol, which isn't even really good. My friend in 72 was dying of cancer. They gave her Marinol. We used to go over there and bake, give her brownies and good pot to smoke because that was the only thing that helped her. The Marinol was not strong enough to really help for what she needed.
So, Patty, in this 2016 election, do you think that we're going to see medical marijuana and dispensary legislation take off here? And what about the recreational use?
I think California's lagging because it's about egos and personalities here. It's not about the good of the people or what they want. They've closed down a lot of dispensaries, and, you know, there's two initiatives that they're going to be voting on. They're fighting. It's ridiculous in California. If everybody looked at Colorado, it's working there.
Yeah, because apparently it seems to. Now, Patty, you know, Patty does her own podcast, hempradio.com. So we'll give you a plug. And I know you you did your podcast today.
Yes, we did a podcast today. And we talked about Crohn's disease. I had a patient on the show who was diagnosed with Crohn's 35 years ago. He's 50 years old. And he only discovered cannabis 3 years ago for his Crohn's.
And did it help his Crohn's or did he just feel better?
No.
I mean, seriously.
Yes.
See, that's what I want to see.
Listen to the show. You know,
well, listening to the show isn't going to convince me, but I'll listen to the show. What I want to see is somebody, I want to see 200 people with Crohn's, and you give 100 of them.
The government has not allowed any testing.
You know what? We need to do a show about why there is all this government phobia. There is like everybody is embracing conspiracy theories now, and it is driving me crazy. It really is. It's driving me crazy.
But when you do your due diligence, then you'll understand.
Listen, I do my due diligence. You're not the only one that reads here. Seriously, what makes you think that I don't do my due diligence? That's insulting.
Well, we will have to continue this conversation. But remember, you can listen to Patty's hempradio.com. Patty, thanks for checking in.
Thanks,
with
doll.
Us.
Love you long time.
Bye, Patty.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Woo. Woohoo.